not so much now anymore, but I remember as a child when we grew up, that wasn't the thing. You wouldn't normally say, I love my church. Church was something that was more tolerated than celebrated. We would go to church because that's expected of us to do. That's the right thing you ought to do. And we went through the motions, and a lot of people, when I hear the testimonies, they say to me, you know, we grew up in the church and it was boring and la, 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 all of those things. And then I met Christ alongside the way, and church became something new to me. And over this last 2 weeks, we've said a lot about church. By the way, and I'm going to say it again, whatever I will say today, it's not even 1% covering 1% of what God says about the church. So I really feel, in a way, inadequate to share so much of what God is saying about the church. So I had really to sit down and say, God, what do you want to say to us about church? The previous two, you can listen to that online, but there's so much more. Read the book of Ephesians, and you'll discover this is just such a rich concept. But by the end of the series, by the end of the day, I'm trusting that you will fall in love with God's bride again, with the church, with the vehicle that is chosen for this world. And it doesn't make us perfect. But Rory and Wendy Alec, the founders of TBN in Europe. God TV, yes, thank you. I said TBN, you're right. God TV. Actually, you have to amend that in the first service. I said TBN in the first service, so you know when somebody curses, you'll have to do something like that. Okay, thank you, Carol. They're the founders of God TV in Europe. And I remember once they had this interview with Rory, and they were talking about the largest church in England or in Europe. And they were mentioning a name of the church. But Rory said, no, that's not the largest church in England. I'll show you the largest church. Can we go to that photo? If you've been to England, you'll know that is Wembley Stadium. Can we go to the fuller version? That's what's happening on a Saturday. The largest church. Because you see, if we call a church a place where we gather, or where people gather to worship, that will probably be the largest church over there. I don't know what it holds. I think it's about 90,000 people, but I might be wrong. We've been there watching the Springboks losing. Okay, but let's bring it closer to home in order of importance. Okay, can we go to the next slide? Those of the Bulls supporters, you'll know that's the most holy place in South Africa. Like I said, in the order of importance, and I wouldn't to go to Stormers as well. Can we give you yours as well? That's your church over there. And then we can go to the Sharks for Andre at the back there. Oh, yes, and I didn't forget about you, Man U. And I've got one more there, I think. Chelsea. That's it. Let's just stop there for a moment. You see, I like to look at these places, this church services that's taking place over a weekend. And these people, it's interesting just to study these people that's going to this church. They will get there in time to make sure they don't miss out on this service. They'll be there well in advance of time. But the same people that's going to them, maybe you're not going to the, I'll get to that, maybe you haven't attended one of those services in there yet. But the same people, and maybe I'm preaching to the people out there, so you don't have to worry too much. I'm just talking to people out there. You can tell them about this. Let them buy them their CD or the DVD and give it to them. But the same people that's going there on a Saturday, making sure that I'm in time, they will arrive on a Sunday morning 20 minutes later, halfway into the worship, because it's a different thing. Let me put it the other way. The other day, now we are in this process of accompanying or acquiring some equipment to stream our services to Rundu. And I'm very excited about this whole thing about, wow, the technology just enables us to stream our services. If you've never heard about the concept streaming, that just means while we have church here, they're recording it, and at the same time, running through the internet, they'll be able to sit at their place, wherever they are, with their TV screen and watch our service, just to help them to get momentum till they eventually are church. So we're working towards that, and God has just blessed us. But I thought about this. Oh man, this is good. God, this all this technology, it helps us. And I thought, no man, this streaming can't be so new. You see, we've been streaming on Saturdays long time, church services. We thought this is new in the church. Then I realized, no. We're there half an hour before the time because I want to get the build up. And I at least want to get the feeling, get the spirit. I want to see what they talk, what they say about all the players. And we've been streaming for a while. You see, the thing about these churches, and I want to introduce you to their leadership. It's been led by a pastor, you know, and he's got his co-pastor. We can go to the other one. And then, but older version as well. That's it. Stop there. Okay. I haven't got the other guys. Sorry, the soccer guys. I haven't got your captains up there. Here's the thing about these churches. You even have to pay the offering before you go into the service. Here we get it to during the service. There you pay before you go into the service. And nobody complains about that offering. Nobody would stand at the gates and think, do you know what? These people are just after my money. I know this. I'm just going to talk about money again. You see, because you're not supporting something until you're giving into it. Just your attendance doesn't mean you're supporting something. I'm just going to throw it out there. But you go in there and you even pay for the coffee that you get free here on a Sunday, but they don't drink coffee there, by the way, and we're not going there. They drink cold drinks. The worship in these places are unreal. It's amazing, the worship. It's passionate. Can we have it up there? Wow! Declan! There's no place for reverence. It doesn't exist. Because these people are just so passionate, full of purpose about what they believe. And on a Sunday, I struggle with a Mickey Steak from yesterday's game. Okay, I know it's very tense in here. So let me calm down a little bit. You probably think, where is this thing going? Now I have to start praying. And if it's a good time to start praying, you have to start praying now. You think I've been set up. You're sitting here, where is he going with the sermon? I know he's going to talk about my rugby team and I like my sport. You know what? I love my sport as much as you love it. I love the Bulls. I love the Springboks. All of that. But I love my church more.
Amen.
I love my work. Not my work happens to be what I'm doing. But let's put myself into your shoes. I love my work, but I love my church more. I love my family, but I love God more. Let me just get the order right there. I could have said it to it, right? I love my children, but I love God more. You see, it's okay to have all these things, and it's okay to do that and to enjoy that, having your bicycle and doing all those kind of things. But the order is important. And we need to reach such a place where we're not shy about how we feel about these things. You see, when we go to Ephesians, can we go to that scripture, Ephesians 3, verse 10? This morning I woke up and this scripture is in my spirit and I've just been meditating upon this and I just can't seem to get enough of this. You can meditate upon that this week. It says, His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to His eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Listen to that. His intent refers to God's will, if we had to translate that. He says, His intent was that now, so in other words, if you say to me this morning, I do not know God's will, then I want to change that and say, God's will was that. Then you can read the Bible like that and say, that is God's will. He says, His intent was that now, through the church. Not apart from the church. Not alongside the church. Not I don't like the church. Not parachurch. Not ministry. Not individual. But through the church, God's wisdom, manifold wisdom should be made known to the rulers. Somebody the other day said to me, listen, guys, I'm very sensitive here. Every time I'm breathing, I hear myself. So if you can just bring it down a little bit, or I should just breathe normally. I'm getting very excited, so let me just calm down for a moment. Somebody says to me the other day, I don't I didn't come to church because I had my quiet time that time. The Lord spoke to me and said to me, you have to have quiet time. So I thought that's a great time to have quiet time. And then I thought about Hebrews. Maybe we serve two different gods. God says, do not stay away from that. I just found it so interesting that God would call you out of the assembly of others. And it's not that you had any other excuse. It's just you wanted your quiet time in that time. What God says in Hebrews, do not stay away from that. 168 hours a week. That 1 hour in a week, 2 hours maybe, that we have the opportunity to get together. Why would God just pick those 2 hours specifically? He could have picked 166 other hours. But I just found it strange and I just didn't answer anything. I thought, I'll leave it there. But the thing is, the Bible says, through the church, not aside from the church, not through any other, His manifold wisdom, look at that, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly realms. Not made known to the few sterilized, sanitized few that we find worthy to know the message within the church walls, but to the people out there through the church, God says. And He says, and He continues to say, verse 11, in Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. And we've said it many times over the last 2 weeks that God had the church in mind right from the beginning. It wasn't God's plan B. Oh no, Adam's son, what are we going to do? God had the plan His plan in mind right from the beginning. He knew what will happen. And as a result, God set everything in motion. And the church was born in Acts 2. But it started way back. And then continues to say in verse 12. There we go. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. With freedom and confidence. That's why we can say with freedom and confidence, I love my church. Because God said, I planned it. I dreamed about it. I dreamed about you. I thought about you. I knew that from the beginning. And we can have confidence this morning. We can have freedom to declare that. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Oh, this is so beautiful. You can highlight that. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Because you know what? I've seen it personally so many times that God will honor that scripture within church. When I pray that and I make it my prayer. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You're still with me. You want to ask me, you need to ask me this morning, why should I give my life to Christ? People often ask you that, or have you asked you before, why should I give my life to Christ? Because of that scripture. Because your plans that you have for your life sucks compared to what God has got, with all due respect, what God has got. Now, I'm not talking about more money, more being more famous, more popular. We straight away think, okay, and the prosperity gospel kicks in. God is going to give me exceedingly, abundantly, I claim it, Lord. But I tell you what, God wants more for your marriage. God wants more for your future than you can imagine this morning. More for your relationship status, more for anything else. Whatever might be the highest priority this morning, God says, I want to exceed that. I want to go much further. And whatever God gives, by the way, what God gives us, it's always got eternal value. And we need to continually value that, because we tend to invest on the wrong side. Our savings account here is filled up, and we just continue to put all our energy and everything in investing. Nothing wrong with enjoying that. We've said it so many times. But are we investing where God is investing, or where God wants us to invest? Verse 21 says, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. To Him be the glory. Last week we spoke about how do we glorify God. And we had some answers there, interesting answers. All right. But I tell you what. Every time a life is changed, God gets the glory. That's the way the church is glorified. Or God is glorified, sorry. Every time an addict is being set free, God gets the glory. Every time a marriage was busy almost ending in the divorce court, being restored, God gets the glory. Every time a person comes to the place and says, God, I need you. I need you. I'm tired. I've tried everything else. And his life is turned around. God gets the glory. So my question is this morning, if the church is silent, how can God get the glory? We should become much more verbal. We should talk much more about what God has done for us. Stop preaching at others. Sometimes we try so hard preaching. Ah, you're doing this wrong. Ah, you're going to... Maybe you should just start testifying. Because nobody can disagree with your testimony. Because you've experienced that. And if you start testifying, I tell you what, there's some power in that. When we start testifying and giving God the glory. Because we celebrate what we worship. Are we celebrating the church, or within the church? Is there a culture of celebrating what God has done for us? The church is not a place to be silent. You'll be having a big surprise when you get in heaven. There's no, I believe, no word. When I read my Bible, it doesn't say silence. The Bible is full with stories about people praising God and the angels singing and all the believers just singing and praising God. And we got to get used to that noise around us. See, the reason why I love my church more is because there's a place. Can we go to the next slide? Because that's taking place. And I can just talk about where I've been exposed to. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to churches out there. I can just talk to the family this morning. It's a place where healing takes place. And if you're a sports fan this morning, you will know when you lose, it hurts. 14-10 yesterday, All Blacks, South Africa, it hurts. If you're a Springbok supporter, the last week, 24-23, what was the score? It hurts, and I'm going to even go deeper this morning. I'm going to go a little bit provincial this morning. How do you say? I'm going to uncover old wounds, and I'm going to inflict some wounds on you this morning. So sit tight, relax. I've got some clips here that I want to show to the people. But I'm going somewhere, and that's why I said you have to pray for me. Anthony, can we watch that first one, please? Just stop there. I'm afraid I'll lose all my former friends and supporters here. I know it's getting more painful and more painful. You know that was one of the Currie Cup finals where the Wolves won, but nowadays I have to watch the old games just to feel good.
Semi-final and Brazil's captain David Luiz.
Can we just watch? I've got something for you guys here as well, the soccer guys. It just happened recently.
To Germany. It was the worst result in the history of Brazilian football. Our sports correspondent Paul Kelso reports from Rio de Janeiro.
In Rio, as across Brazil, they gathered in expectation. A World Cup semi-final against Germany, with the hosts desperate for a place in Sunday's final. But no one could have forecast what happened next. Thomas Müller scored Germany's first after just 10 minutes. Then came four goals in 6 minutes to stun a nation. 2-0, Miroslav Klose setting a new record for World Cup goals. 3-0, Toni Kroos. 4-0, Kroos again. 5-0, Sami Khedira in less than half an hour played. André Schürrle completed the rout with the sixth and the seventh.
This isn't just a defeat for Brazil, it's a humiliation. Brilliant though the Germans have been, the hosts have collapsed in a way seldom seen before in a World Cup. Certainly not from the men in the famous yellow shirts. It's left the fans here stunned. You have to hope that once the shock wears off, it doesn't sour what remains of this wonderful tournament.
This is Brazil's worst ever World Cup defeat. A sporting catastrophe to rank alongside their loss in the 1950 final in Rio.
One down, two down, they were like, okay, Brazil's going to come back, Brazil's going to come back. Okay, but every time Germany again, touches, they score.
Stop it. I saved the best for last. One more, okay? One more. André, this one is for you. Can we go to 2007?
The danger position. Oh, it's a try. The Sharks. Supporters erupt and nearly blow this place down.
We're going to end with that song. We'll go back. Okay. That hurts when you think about Habana, what he did there. But anyway, I think I made the point. Oh, one more. Just for the sake of the Stormers, I know it happened recently, and I'll be honest enough to admit it. Can we have the last photo up there in the score as well? 41 for us as well. It hurts. So I do know how it feels to when the score tells a different thing. But you don't want to look at that. But nevertheless, we can get that off. Take it off there. You don't want to keep that up too long there. For some of us, this hurts so much you didn't come to church the next morning. Or half of the day you've been affected by the score. I want to say if that is the case, you do not have a team, you have an idol. You see, here's the thing. We get hurt because we become emotionally involved in these things. Here's the thing, there's people that walked in here this morning into this room that's been hurt in life. Afflicted with pain, things that happen to you, and this is why I love my church. Because this is a place where I can walk in, Christ is preached. You can walk in as you are, full with your bruises, plasters, and Christ is preached, and he heals. And he heals, and you can't get that at a rugby game. You can't get that when you jump on your bicycle and just want to. He does give you kind of a little bit of an escape, whatever you practice or do. You see, some of you walked in here this morning, you didn't see that divorce coming. Life dealt you a card that you didn't see coming. You said, just one more. I'm just going to try it once more. And you got hooked on that, and you became addicted. Some of you, you just can't get rid of your past. You can't forgive yourself. You walked into this place full of pain. And we carry that in life. This is the place where God wants it to be healed. To get to that place where you say, God, I can't. You see, I love my church. I love the place where we can come as we are. Do not stay as we are. It's a different thing. But be careful this morning of the church where everybody is sterilized, sanitized, and everything is beautiful and perfect. You don't want the food, because you don't want to go back to the kitchen. The food might look nice and pretty. When you go back to the kitchen, you'll discover, no. It's not as nice as it seems to be. Thank God this morning for people around us that's been hurt, that's in need, and I'm talking to myself this morning. Because why am I saying that? Because I've been there. And I believe healing is a process. God is just continuously busy healing us, shaping us, the bride, more and more and more into His image. He's working on that. See, the other reason I love my church is because of this. Can we get the other slide up there? Next one. Oh. Now you know, if you're a rugby fan this morning, the last clip for the Bulls supporters. You didn't have any hope. 19, what was the score when the Sharks scored there? Until Abana picked up the ball and hope changed in one play. Hope changed in one play. I tell you what, you're saying to me this morning, Yaku, how do you tie in all these things, bringing that all together? What does that have to do with Christianity? Can we get the photo up there? Because of that. Hope changed in one play. I'll help you. Some of you, if you haven't been to Israel, you'll know that is the empty tomb where they reckon Jesus' body was laid out. The tomb was only borrowed. He's not there. Hope changed for me and you. Hope changed, and the church was born because of one play. That's why I love my church this morning. You might be overwhelmed by circumstances this morning. I can tell you, Christ wasn't overwhelmed by circumstances. He's here this morning, and in Him we win. Not aside, in Him we win. There is hope this morning. I'm going to pray in a minute, and then we've put something together to give God the glory, to bring us back to the place where God gets the glory for what He's doing amongst us. So let's just bow our heads. So Father, we come to You this morning, Lord, and Lord, I pray that our eyes will be turned towards You again, Lord, to see who You are, Lord, to see how You feel about us, Lord, how You feel about the bride, Lord. But Lord, as we are being shaped into the bride that You want us to be, Lord, we thank You for grace this morning that enable us, Lord, to become what You want us to become. Can we watch that last clip? Thank you. close our eyes where we are. I don't know, maybe you walked in here this morning with pain. Life dealt you a lot of pain out there. Or maybe even here, pain was inflicted on you. Maybe you've lost hope out there. And you just don't have the answers anymore. Christ is here. I've got good news for you. While nobody's looking around, He's done it once. He's done it again and again and again and again. And He's going to do it one more time this morning. He's going to touch you. He's going to give you hope. And nobody's looking around while you're sitting there.